हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा।
सभी भाई बहने ताली बजाना बंद करें, कोई भी ताली नहीं बजाएगा। दादियों की वरदानी दृष्टि से लाभ लें, कोई भी आवाज नहीं करें।
अंबर पे आँख उठाए मन तो उड़ता ही
जाए। दुबई की भानु बहन यदि यहाँ बैठी हो तो स्टेज के पीछे आ जाए।
हम दुबई की लुटाए दिव्य चितवन से नस नस को भर दे आज आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके
भानु माता स्टेज के पीछे आ जाए दुबई की
बच्चों से आके पे पधारे फूल खिल जाते हैं न्यारे गुलशन तो महक जाए तू जो इसे सवारे हर गुल में भरते बाबा तू खुशबू स्वर्ग किसी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके
मीठे से वतन में। से वसन में वो today.
Great, great grandfather.
The great, great grandfather. Those few out of millions, and out of those few, just a handful. Bap Dada has come to see the fortune, the lines of fortune of his children. From the forehead of each child. The shining divine stars. And their brilliance are being seen by Bap Dada. And from their eyes,
Sane Kireka,
the lines of love.
Degre
are being seen. From their mouth, the lines of knowledge are being seen. In their hearts, they are merged in love in the one who is the comforter of their hearts. Those lines. Are being seen. and in their hands. The lines of the treasures of knowledge are being seen. In their arms, sorry, in their feet, there are multi-millions at each step they take. These lines are being seen. Each and every child
number one
is number wise in being complete in all of these lines. Such fortune other than you
or kiska bhi nahi.
There is no one else who has this. Your fortune is so elevated. Each and every child is shining with these. And this is being seen by Bap Dada. And this fortune is becoming imperishable. Why? Because the one who is giving is the imperishable Father. At the time of this confluence age, is such an elevated attainment ever attained? Even in the future, it continues.
Sangam Yoga.
this confluence age. Is the age for achieving all attainments. Whatever and however much you wish to accumulate in your fortune, you can accumulate for many, many births. And the fruit of this continues throughout. The praise of this confluence age. Is only known to you, children. The attainments of this confluence age. Are the most elevated of all in the entire Kalpa. Bapdada is seeing. Each and every child. Bapdada is seeing to what extent each and every child is filling themselves with the attainments of the confluence age. And all of you. Do you all remain constantly in the experience of attaining all attainments all the time, or is it just sometimes? Bapdada is the imperishable father. And so the attainments are also imperishable. Bab Dada wishes to see in which form you children are seeing this, you know.
Bab Dada
that Bab Dada wishes for each and every child. That each and every child should be in their full attainment of self-sovereignty. And become kings. It is that you have to have over yourself, that is over your karmic organs, your sense organs, your mind, intellect and samskaras, you have to become rulers and rule over all of these. And in the future, you will have claimed the right to your kingdom, but at the present time, self-sovereignty is what you must attain and become the ruler of the self. If any sense organ controls you, why is this? You have control over all your sense organs because the treasure that you have attained through the Father is with you. Therefore, Bab Dada, wishes to see each and every child in the form of the king who has sovereignty over the self. So all of you have claimed sovereignty over the self and become self-sovereigns. Do you rule over your mind and intellect? Do you exercise ruling power and controlling power? Have you achieved this? You are not under their control by any chance. You have claimed all rights. when you keep Bap Dada with you,
akele nahi bante,
and you never allow yourself to be alone. Then the Father is always kept with you as your companion. Then your mind and intellect and sanskaras do not have the power to be out of control, and therefore Bap Dada always says to the powers what form of the self must you remember, you who are the Shaktis, that you would never be away from the company of the Father or forget his company. And be aware that I am the Shiv Shakti, Shiva and Shakti are always together. This awareness makes you a conqueror over Maya and over matter automatically. Because Bap Dada has told you that the present time is the time when matter is doing its special work, its task, because matter people have troubled the elements of matter, and so now the elements of matter will trouble people. Nowadays, you are seeing that the elements of matter are doing their work here and there. However, you who are the masters over matter must also make the elements of matter, subtle pradhan, absolutely pure. People seeing the upheavals of nature are terrified and wondering what's going to happen tomorrow. But you know that it is going to turn out for the very best of all, because right now at the confluence age, the world cycle is going through its Amrit Vela, its dawn. And after Amrit Vela, what do we get? We get the morning. And the darkness is dispelled, the light arises. So you are very happy that now our kingdom, the world of happiness, where even the elements of nature give full happiness, that kingdom is almost here. So you're very happy knowing this, aren't you? It is the world in which there is no sign or trace of peacelessness or sorrow. Because right now, at the confluence age, you are becoming the conquerors over matter. So all of you are happy, aren't you? About what? Say. Our kingdom is about to arise. Do you have this happiness? Those who stay in this happiness, raise your hands. Everyone is raising their hands. It is very good. You remain happy, and so congratulations to all of you. However, such happiness your happiness must be spread to your brothers and sisters who are sorrowful and enduring distress. Through your father, that which you have attained, the rays take the rays of happiness that you have achieved from the Father and get them to reach your distressed brothers and sisters, because Bap Dada had told you that this, it is very necessary to set a time to perform this service through the mind, and each one must fix a fixed time in their daily routine for this, just as for other activities. You fix particular times in the same way. Through the sustenance of your happiness, you must enable the distressed souls through the power of your mind and give them some blessings and enable them to experience happiness, so those who have set aside time for mind service, put your hands up. Because those who have not done this, there are a few who are doing this, but the time for this needs to be fixed. Because these are your brothers and sisters who are going through distress, and you feel compassion for them. Do you not feel pity on them? Do you feel this? And Bap Dada, wants to see everyone having the two special aspects of this confluence age, which are so valuable. One of them is the power of thought, and the other is the time of the confluence age. Because in the time of the confluence age, in one birth, you have to create the fortune for many, many lives, the result for many, many lives. And so nowadays, Bap Dada has seen that but many.
Ashuddh sankalp kam chalte.
Have overcome most of the negative thoughts, but waste thoughts do arise within you. So according to the value of this one life, waste thoughts ought to have been finished. Because according to the importance of the confluence age, 1 second, makes you remember the value of this time. And therefore, each one of you, regarding these two things, time and thought, you must recognize the value of both of these. You must make both your thought and your time profitable. Just as physical treasure is made profitable, you know that this one birth, if you make it profitable and successful, then you can accumulate the attainment for many, many births. And so these two things need to be given attention so that you make them profitable and you become the embodiments of success. Bab Dada. Especially today, is giving a blessing to each and every child. Each and every child from today should make yourselves tension-free.
But now,
Are you able to do this? You must put forward a firm, determined thought that from today I will pay attention and not allow myself to have any tension. Bap Dada, when he sees the children having tension, then Bap Dada thinks that right now this child should be photographed and I should send them this photograph. And then the child will understand what I have become and what I will become. Bap Dada, wants you to become the conqueror of the mind and the conqueror of the world, because tension arises in the mind, doesn't it? So now you are all kings. You have claimed your right to self-sovereignty, haven't you? So, your mind belongs to you, or is your mind your master? What do you say? All day long you say, my mind, it is not your master. Who has the courage you receive Baba's blessing very easily, but you have to just pay a little attention, because with the help of Baba's blessing you can experience this and see. Everyone's face, whenever you look at it, how does that face look? Tension free. Like a lotus flower. Or like a rose in bloom.
Dada ne dekha.
Bab Dada has seen. That the work that he had given earlier to write your percentages in all the different places. Some information has come from all the places, and from here also, the results have been collected and quantified. You have given attention to this, and so Bab Dada is congratulating you for this. However, now Bab Dada wishes that according to time, now, through your words, at the time of listening, when will you attain this? This is why, through your mind, and through your face and behavior, you must do service. The practice of the present time in the future will be very useful for you. So from today,
tension free.
You must be tension free. Having made this firm determination, can you do this? Can you make a commitment to be tension-free from today? Raise your hands. You will be tension-free. And so let's take a photograph of everyone with their raised hands, having made this commitment. Those who are in front are very good. It is very good. So those souls according to the circumstances are undergoing a great deal of tension these days in the world. attention has increased a great deal. Anxiety. And so the result of your state of being tension-free and the experience of this and the face and behavior of a person who is free from tension and anxiety becomes a form of foundation for them, a support for them. If today in the world, if you would go around and hear the news of what's happening everywhere, what would be visible to you? Temporarily, in order to make themselves happy, they keep creating instruments for temporary relief. So those who are in a state of tension So if you show them an example of yourself as a person who is tension-free, anxiety-free, then they will consider it to be a support for themselves. And so you put forth the firm commitment in your mind that you will remain free from tension. Have you made this firm determination, or did you just make an ordinary thought to become tension free? Because where there is a firm determination, then you can definitely experience success. It is a foregone conclusion. Not that you will do it, but you must definitely do it. It is a firm determination. Do you like this? Will you make this commitment? Put your hands up. Bab Dada has seen one thing, that when you put your hands up, you make Baba very happy. But you put your hands up, you made Bab Dada happy. However, now what will you do? You will make a firm, determined thought. And there is a difference of day and night between a firm determination and an ordinary thought. You say, I will do it, but then if you say, I will definitely do it, I must definitely make this commitment and fulfill this commitment.
So
So this is the last day of this year's season. However, in the coming season, Bap Dada wants each and every center, whether small or large. And you have quite a bit of time between now and then. In the next year's season, from next October, you will not make any excuses, but you will find solutions for all issues by becoming the embodiment. This is what Baba wishes to see. And so how much courage, how much courage and enthusiasm do you have that within the Brahmin family there will be no sign or trace of tension or anxiety in the Brahmin family? Is this possible? Each one must ask yourself, is this possible? This good news is what Bap Dada wants to hear. Bap Dada has seen that everyone keeps these desires and they say they will do this, but when difficulties arise, then these difficulties take over. And then you start saying very sweet things, that, well, this happens and this will be there, won't it? This keeps going on, doesn't it? And so you tell very sweet things to Bap Dada. You have reasons and you make those reasons into the kings. The self-sovereignty. You have to be the one who has claimed self-sovereignty. So today, Bap Dada, saying to all the children, whether you are sitting directly in front of Bap Dada here or whether you are sitting very far away but still seated in Bap Dada's heart, all of you are in front of Bap Dada's eyes. However, those who are very far away, Bap Dada sees all of you in Bap Dada's own heart. Bap Dada knows. That today, in Madhuban also, there are little Gita Pachalas gathered. There's so many people here that people have to go to different places to see Baba on screen. Children have come. Bap Dada is very, very, very for those who are sitting down below and those who are sitting in all different areas, gardens, courtyards. You are the ones who are first of all the ones who are given the love of Bap Dada's heart. Bap Dada has seen. That the children are seeing some difficulties, some problems, but this difficulty because of your happiness, you are not feeling it as any hardship. Even so, you are listening comfortably and you've got at least 3 feet of land. Those who are sleeping on the ground those children Baba especially is giving love and remembrance to all of you. Now there are people in tents in the different outside areas. Those who have come to Madhuban for the first time, or who have come to meet Bab Dada, please stand. So very, very many are standing. The numbers here may be about 28,000. The hall is completely full.
Bab Dada. Silence mein rahe. Silence mein khade honge sabhi.
Bab Dada. Now Baba's asking everyone to sit down.
Bab Dada.
Awaaz nahi kariye, please awaaz nahi kariye. Silence mein rahiye sabhi.
Today, those who have come for the first time, those children, the Brahmin family, those those who have come new into the Brahmin family on behalf of Bab Dada and on behalf of the whole Brahmin family, Bab Dada gives you very many congratulations. Because you have not come too late. You have come late. But you are here. You have come too late, but you are here. Bab Dada and the family. You have seen Bab Dada and the family.
Bab Dada samajhte
hai. And Bab Dada understands.
Ke aap chahiye. To aaj aane walon ko.
That those who have come today. Have a special blessing that if you wish from the depth of your heart, you can go last so fast, and you can come ahead by going fast. All of you souls are loved by Bap Dada and the whole Brahman family. And you will become cooperative and you will give love and you will get cooperation and love and you will get the opportunity to move forward. And this is why. And those who have come today, have the opportunity to move ahead, and in drama you can get a very, very good opportunity. The entire family, from wherever you come, that family will become cooperative with you, and you will be able to become easy yogis. Now, what will we do?
Baba Seva ka turn Rajasthan or Bhopal.
The turn for service is Bhopal and Rajasthan. And so all are standing up. There are 8,000 who have come for service. From these two zones. Bap Dada is seeing that whichever zone has come for doing service, they bring many first-time souls. It is very good.
Rajasthan.
Just Rajasthan should stand and the others should sit. The people from Rajasthan is about half the class.
Rajasthan.
Rajasthan. the land of Rajasthan. Is very much liked by Brahma Baba. Because it is in Rajasthan that Madhuban was created. The service of Rajasthan. Bhaktada has seen that in each place it is increasing very well. Many new souls are receiving the message of Baba. And you have arranged very good programs for this. But Bab Dada, says to everyone, that each and every service center is loving to the Yajna. Has to create a group of inheritor souls who are loving to the Yajna. Who will move themselves forward very well, and they will also become loving to the Yajna. In the previous time also, Bab Dada had said that those who are loving to the Yajna who have love for service and who are always moving forward to become successful. The numbers are increasing. It is very good. And the activities for spreading Baba's message are being done by each one with a lot of enthusiasm and zeal. Now, Bab Dada wishes to see
Swa or see
that regarding the self and regarding service, both you keep both in balance. And from each center, you all want to move forward very well. Not just only in service, but for self-progress and service. Because today, self-transformation, it is the time for self-transformation, and there is very little such time remaining. Therefore, first you must serve the self, and together with that do service. In every service center, you should be free from obstacles. And you're not just teachers, but all of the students of the class should be free from obstacles. And personal transformation should be given close attention. You must develop this. Listen to each one and give them the wings of enthusiasm and zeal. The centers that are obstacle free. Must give the news of this to Bab Dada. And Bab Dada has seen in Rajasthan, you are moving forward very well, and you will continue to move forward well. Bab Dada wishes to see each and every child move forward, and is giving the congratulations to each child for moving forward. Okay, now all can sit.
Abhi Bhopal wale sabhi uthenge. भोपाल जोन के सभी उठेंगे.
Now Bhopal zone.
ये दूसरा जोन है.
This is the other zone who has come for service.
बाबा भोपाल जोन है.
Which is Bhopal.
जो राजस्थान वाले वो बैठ जाइए, केवल भोपाल वाले ही उठेंगे.
And there are many, many who are standing towards the back from the Bhopal zone. This zone also. In terms of its personal transformation and the development of service, is very good. And moving forward very well. Bap Dada is happy that each child regarding their own selves are making their personal plans for progress, and they are bringing these into practical form. This makes Baba look good when you continue to move forward very well. This is the honor of Baba. It is seen in each and every zone that now there is a lot of enthusiasm and zeal. And therefore, in service in each of your places, you are developing very well. For the future, Bap Dada is giving you congratulations in advance that continue to move forward. Keep flying and make others fly. And now you can sit down.
Baba, double videshi bhai bhene aaye hain.
The double foreigners have come.
300 ke lagbhag hain.
About 300 double foreigners are here. All are standing. The foreigners have been given the title double foreigners, not just foreigners, but double foreigners. So So in practical form, it is seen that according to the title you have been given of being double foreigners, the majority of you stay in double intoxication. Do you have double intoxication? Or that you stay in double enthusiasm and zeal? And Bab Dada is seeing that zeal and enthusiasm is well, going well with you. Bab Dada is very happy that initially, first there was just one London that was established, and today the double foreigners have developed in many places. All are doing service and developing the Brahman family, and they have the aim to expand this, and therefore you are the proof. First, you used to come only when you were supposed to come in your turn, but now the majority come to each and every turn. And Bab Dada is happy seeing the children from foreign lands and the Bharatvasis also get enthusiasm that these Bharatvasis are moving ahead, the foreign ones are moving ahead, and we don't want to get left behind. So you are inspiring the Bharatvasis to have a lot of enthusiasm to move forward. And in terms of spiritual efforts also, it is seen that now of course you also get test papers in foreign countries, but you have one speciality, and that is that with a true and honest heart you do say what's happening. You do not keep it hidden inside, and the resolution of this, because of your true and honest heart, is accomplished, and Bab Dada is very happy that you have a true, clean heart. The majority of you have a true, clean heart. And seeing this very good result, Bab Dada is giving you congratulations and is also giving you a blessing. May you always move forward. You will always move forward. The teachers also are making very good efforts. Bab Dada is very happy. The foreigners are taking the maximum benefit from Madhuban. Bab Dada is seeing that in the small places of foreign places you are doing the service of spreading a powerful sound, and this work has begun. And you are congratulated for your service and for your personal transformation. You are also congratulated. May you fly and make others fly also. You can sit down now. To those from all four directions in this land and in foreign countries, to all the children, in terms of your efforts, may you easily move forward and inspire others too, especially. Bab Dada is especially giving you congratulations for this. Now, the time that is coming now for this, Bab Dada has given you all the directions. That you have to become intense effort makers.
Second me.
And within a second,
Bindu.
Become the dot.
Lagana full stop.
And apply a full stop.
Ka abhyas.
You must practice this.
Ati avashyak.
This is extremely necessary. you must not take this lightly.
Achanak.
Because suddenly
kuch na kuch.
Anything
oh, nahi.
Is going to happen. Something is going to happen.
Isliye.
Therefore, the pure good wishes and desire of the Father is that each and every child should remain with Baba and will go with Baba and rule in the kingdom together with Brahma Baba. Shiv Baba will be the detached observer. So you are the ones who are becoming with him, his companions, and so you have to become like Bab Dada. This is essential. Acha. To each child. On behalf of Bab Dada,
is farz ki
for this year,
mubarak hai.
Congratulations.
Aur aage farz ki bhi.
And for the coming year,
mubarak hai.
Congratulations. May you always be like the Father. You must make yourself like the Father.
Acha.
Acha.